Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, we're live from Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena. Predators in action tonight. Puck drop at 7 o'clock against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Joining us now is Scott Ramsey, president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council, because we have the Music City Bowl coming up here in our fine city here in just a few weeks. Scott, Auburn, after that Iron Bowl, everyone in America, I think, became an Auburn fan. So Auburn, with all of the hype after the Iron Bowl and with Hugh Freeze's first year, and of course Auburn, a lot of Auburn fans, probably just a quick car ride away from Nashville. How excited are you to have that fan base here for the Music City Bowl?
Well, we are excited, Carolina, and certainly a one play away from, I think, being really excited from the fan standpoint. But Auburn's been a great fit. It's only the third time we've had him in our 26-year history. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for us. It's a great fit for the city with the game being at 1 o'clock on Saturday this year. You're right, short car ride. But more importantly, I think it gives a lot of options, and hopefully they'll want to come for 3 or 4 days and spend the weekend in Nashville with us, or if they want a day trip, but they've got that option. So we think it's a real opportunity for the fans to kind of close out the season with Coach Freeze's first year and hopefully bounce back from the Auburn game.
I was at the Music City Bowl last year at Kentucky, Iowa. Of course, Kentucky also just a short car ride away. There are a lot of Kentucky fans here in our city. I expected it to be a whole lot of blue and just a little of black and gold. There were so many Iowa fans at that game last year. I was so impressed. Maryland, a little bit different, further away, different fan base. How well do you expect Maryland fans to travel, perhaps, for the Music City Bowl this year?
You know, we'll see. I think anytime you get a team that is a little bit out of our region, we've been so accustomed to having so many teams that can get here, relatively quick, either by car or short flight. You know, I think this will be a real opportunity for us, but we're looking at it as an opportunity, Caroline, to kind of expose our city to a fan base that hasn't been here ever. We had a longtime partnership with the ACC for many years, but we did not have Maryland in the game, so it would be the first time they've been here. I think they played Vanderbilt maybe in the 80s. They haven't played Auburn since 1983 when Boomer Esiason and Bo Jackson were on the field together. So, you know, we think it's an opportunity for us. Certainly, attendance-wise will probably be a little less than most, but I think when you start looking at 5,000 to 10,000 people coming and spending 4 or 5 days, that's a pretty significant hit. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and I know they're excited about it. They had a 20% uptick on their home attendance this year, so they're excited about the football program, and certainly we're looking forward to hosting them for the first time.
We'll talk with Scott Ramsey. Now, Scott, is there anything different that you guys are putting together this year that we may not have seen last year or in previous years?
No, not really, Derek. I think we've really created a 4-day model that we like right now, and with so many changes coming, probably as soon as next year with the infusion of the 12-team playoff, and not sure how that's going to impact us quite yet, but certainly with changes coming down the road. You know, we've really gotten great feedback. It's a good balance of events that we have for players, events we have for the administration, the coaches-wise, the coaches, the fans, that everybody likes kind of the balance that we've had so far in those 4 days of scheduled events and free time, which, you know, we survey every year and we get a good feedback on that. So we're kind of rolling with the plan we've had the last few days or last few years.
Now, when does the actual planning start as far as deciding on which teams will be involved here in the Music City?
Well, I mean, Selection Sunday was, a few days ago, Derek. We start kind of working down what we think the possibilities are in the last couple mm-hmm. weeks of the season, so you're ready. I mean, it's just preparation. I mean, it's, you know, by the time you select at 2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, if you're not ready with all the information to roll out, which in today's world, as we all know, we expect instantaneous information, you're just behind. So, you know, we really kind of have 2 or 3 options normally that last week, and we try to kind of do some pretty thorough what-ifs so we're not caught by surprise and we're prepared. But really, it really can't kind of move forward until the CFP kind of identifies who's in the New Year Six. The top four could impact us, but more importantly, who's in. So, like, for example, this year with the final standings, Ole Miss and Penn State were the last two in. Well, That was one from the Big Ten and one from the SEC that changed the teams that were going to be available for us to select. So, you know, you have to kind of wait it out, but you also have to be prepared so we can kind of roll out with all the information on Sunday afternoon.
Now, Scott, you did allude to a little about the 12-team playoff, which will happen next year. And then, obviously, and this may be too far forward for you to be able to answer, with the new stadium being built, do you think the Music City Bowl will be a part of the playoffs once the new stadium is built?
Well, we sure would like to be, Derek. I think there's two pieces of the puzzle as you think about it. You've got the next 2 years, and we're all under contracts right now, which was a six-year deal in 2019 we did for 20 through 25 seasons. So we've got 2 years left, and we all know next year is going to be a massive change, not just the playoff, but all the conference realignment. So let's just take the bowls, which we aren't one of, but the bowls that have the Pac-12 as their partner. They've got to kind of figure out how to kind of get a game and put a game together with all the changes in the conference alignments, because we did our deals with the conferences. So we've got 24 and 25 to kind of get through here, and I kind of call that bridge years. And then 2026, we're waiting on the CFP to get their media rights deal done and really solidify what they want that format to look like. We're hopeful at that point that Nashville can step in and compete for one of the quarters or the semis and certainly compete for a national championship site. But we just haven't been able to kind of get to that negotiating table yet because they aren't ready to negotiate it. So at that point in time, I really like our position. I think we're certainly a city that checks all their boxes now with the enclosed stadium. And certainly with the redevelopment of East Bank, our hotel growth, our great success in hosting a lot of major events, I think we've got a great shot at it, and we're looking forward to competing for those.
I believe it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think we all have that vision. Scott, before we let you go, when the selection committee went with Alabama and left Florida State out, I was just curious. I was reading some stuff about how that affected the flow of the ACC teams. Did that get into your line of thought at all? Like, did that affect anything for you?
Well, you know, funny, Willie, normally it would have because, well, the trigger for us with the Big Ten SEC was who was going to be the ACC's opponent, regardless of the team in the Orange Bowl. If it was, if it was the Big Ten, let's say Georgia won the game and they stayed up and Florida State was up and whatever. But Ohio State, more importantly, would have been the Big Ten opponent to the ACC in the Orange Bowl. Then if that was the case and the Big Ten was going to vacate their selection in Tampa, which would have slotted us up one more position. We normally pick third in the Big Ten. We would have picked second because the ACC would have filled Tampa. So that was an either-or that we were watching, more importantly than the top four. And like I said, it's a New Year Six, really. I mean, you got four teams in the SEC involved. You got three teams in the Big Ten. Had any of those kind of slid down, then that would kind of change the whole dynamics of the dominoes of where we were going to go. So that was the trigger this year. Every year it's a little bit different. But good to hear you, Willie. I was thinking earlier about our first game and to think about now we're talking about national championship game stuff in a close statement. We've come a long way in 26 years.
Oh, yes. The 1998 game at Vanderbilt Stadium will always be something I remember. An ice storm, basically, during the game. And we'll always remember, Scott, Steve Winwood playing away on the keyboard, just being a pro during some awful weather for Alabama and Virginia Tech. But it was a heck of an event. It was unbelievable.
The day started out at 60, and by the time 3 o'clock got here, it was 30 and sleeting. So it was one of those great Nashville weather days, wasn't it?
That was something. That was something.
Scott Ramsey, president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council. Scott, you, the Nashville Sports Council, and TransPerfect always put on such a fabulous event in the Music City Bowl, so we're looking forward to it, and we appreciate your time. Appreciate you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. You guys, if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully we'll see you during Bowl Week.
Absolutely. You as well. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Scott, appreciate you, and we'll chat with you soon. All right, tune into 94.9 The Fan tonight for Vanderbilt women's basketball. The Commodores will be on the road against Butler. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. and pregame begins at 5:45 p.m. Coverage is also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com.